Try that once more. You can be seated. All right. Well, you are all of us together are in for a very, very special treat tonight. Our guest speaker, he's a personal friend of mine and a friend of our fellowship, and he walked into Calvary Chapel Modesto, and it was downtown at 10th and F Streets 35 years ago, he says. And I met him a year later, 34 years ago. And Dave Parada pastors Calvary Chapel in Discovery Bay now for the last 20 years, and we've got so many stories we could unpack, but I'm not going to steal his thunder. We're going to let him do all of that, but it's just a real big blessing to have Dave with us tonight. So would you please greet him with a warm welcome?
What an exciting thing it is for me to be here, to have learned so much because of Calvary Chapel Modesto. The honor and privilege is unbelievable. I told a close pastor friend of mine, and I said, what can I say that Pastor Damien has not already said 1,000 times better than me? Even if I was to teach you line upon line tonight, I would be using most of his stuff. This pastor lovingly said to me, when someone's had filet mignon all week, a hamburger's still good. And I thought, okay. So I bring you in and out tonight. Over 30 years ago, I walked into Calvary Chapel Modesto, 10th and F. And it changed my life as a Christian. For me, I was Goldilocks with the three bears. I was raised in a Catholic church, saved in a Pentecostal church, learned about the Lord a lot in a Baptist church. But what I experienced was either too soft, too hard. But when I came to Calvary Chapel Modesto, it was oh so right. It was just perfect. And I had tears as I'm standing on the side there doing worship with you, because it's the same exact feeling 35 years ago when I walked into Calvary Chapel Modesto. It was the joy of being able to sit underneath the teaching of Pastor Damien, line upon line teaching that was so anointed, so gifted by God. The privilege of Pastor Damien taking me to India with him to meet K.P. Yohannan, the Billy Graham of India. The gift of wisdom shared to me through Pastor Bob Horton. The gift of love and patience shared to me by Pastor John Palladini. Watching the faithfulness of Dave Abbey and Don Laudermelt and Paul Lester and Chuck Fleming and Jeremiah, Pastor Chuck Jeremiah, and so many other gifted people using their different gifts to grow people in a Christ-like manner. After moving from the area, I spent some time serving in a Calvary Chapel in Livermore. And it's where the pastor used this incredible sense of humor to bring the word of God brilliantly. And for so many years, I wanted to teach like Pastor Damien, or have the sense of humor like Pastor Stephen Livermore, the wisdom of Power Bob, or be an evangelist like K.P. Yohannan. But what I've learned through all the years of my walk with Christ is that God has created us so differently. And that difference is not to be measured by other people's gifts, but it's to be used how he gifted us individually. I was an electrical contractor when I came to Calvary Chapel, and I was blessed to have the Starbucks accounts, and we provided electrical for many of the stores. And when we came to a new building, we would install a transformer, and this transformer would have 120 volts and 220 volts. And we would run outlets from that transformer to the outlets to make coffee, so they could make the coffee. And this was the goal of the store. Many people with talents were involved with the power getting to the transformers we worked from. Engineers, power plants, linemen, the list goes on and all. Just as important for making coffee. I had no talent in the things people did to get the power to our transformers. The power that gave us that voltage that we use to make outlets for the coffee makers, the ability to make coffee. This was the goal of the stores. The thing is that we were faithful to use our talent to always have the right placement of the power for the coffee makers. This helps me to understand better that my job as a Christian is to use the gifting God has given me to the very best of my ability. As you already noticed, I'm not a theologian. The Father's given me, as a simple man, a simple message to win people to the Lord and to grow them in faith. I'm not to spend my time and energy wanting the gifts God's given others. I've been given gifts to help people grow in their walk with God to the best of my abilities, just like I used the talents to help Starbucks to be the best of my abilities to make coffee. I'm not saying that we can't learn from people with other gifts. I want to share a story with you that on the trip to India, Damien asked me if I would like to come with him. And I came to basically help Pastor Damien be not distracted and to be able to watch him teach the native pastors in India. We were told we should go into town that night and see how horrible a false religion had crippled the people. There was a huge temple that overshadowed the entire town, and we were told beforehand that we might be able to enter and see for ourselves the kind of evil that was going on to understand the people and what they were up against. We entered this gigantic opening to the temple, and once we were there, there was an open courtyard. And then we went deep into a dark cavern. And when we got towards the end, there was a room with a lot of priests performing some kind of ceremony. It felt like we had entered an Indiana Jones movie. I mean, it just looked like that. In the middle of the room was a huge, four-sided heads of these idols. When looking at it, I could recognize the evil that each one of them represented. And I turned around, and these temple priests that were all around us, dressed in white, with white on their face and red running off of their mouth of some drug or something that they were doing, they were furious. And I knew we were in trouble. Earlier, we were told not to bring our shoes into the temple. It was forbidden. And we found out later one of the guys didn't want to leave his sandals outside the temple. So he tucked them into his back pockets. One of the sandals had fallen out onto the floor, and we are surrounded. Now, I had been a bodybuilder at the time. I was a novice Mr. California. I'd won Mr. Fremont. And I'm a guy that repped 315 pounds for without a problem. 140 pound dumbbells in each hand. A human being didn't scare me. So in my strength, I decided I was going to fight my way out of that tunnel and protect Damien and everybody else. But I looked and saw Jared, who was with us, all of 145 pounds soaking wet. And he kept praying the name of Jesus over and over. And all of a sudden, I realized those priests were running around as if they did not see us right in front of them. Sometimes a story is better felt than told. It was miraculous. They were on every side of us, and we were walking right through them with Jared the entire time, just repeating. Jared trusted the Lord in his weakness, and we came out without a scratch. I'll never forget, as we were leaving this tunnel, as quickly as we could get out, and as we left the tunnel, pure darkness, we came into the courtyard, and the first thing we saw was this huge tower that overpowered the entire city of this wicked temple, and your jaw dropped. But as we came into the open sky, all of a sudden, we looked up, and the sky and the stars were so huge that temple shrunk before our very eyes. And I remember talking with Pastor Damien after, I'm going, this is what he says, I saw the exact same thing. And it was as if God was saying to us, that is nothing. It's nothing in comparison to who I am and what I am and the power of me. There's so many people from Calvary Modesto that helped me form my walk with the Lord, like Jared did that day and so many others. When teaching years after Calvary Modesto, I shared with my wife, Valerie, how excited I was on how God gave me such revelation and the illustration for the word that I taught. She was quick to remind me that what I had taught was something Pastor Damien had taught us years ago. I really went back and checked, and of course she was right. Well, at least I changed the name in the illustration from Karen to Valerie. Every Christian has been given a gift through the Holy Spirit to build the kingdom. God promises that. In 1 Timothy 6:11, Paul says, "But you, Timothy, are a man of God." Although we use the phrase pretty lightly on a man of God, the Bible uses it quite sparingly. So Timothy must have been something really special, huh? But what was so special about Timothy? If we look close at Timothy, he was sickly, he fought being timid, and he's a guy that cried a lot. He's not exactly what I was looking for the ministry. But although he was sickly and he was timid, young, and emotional, Paul saw in Timothy someone who had a desire to serve the Lord with all of his heart. That's what made Timothy so special. Church, we need to have that desire to serve the Lord. It's all we need. It's the Lord who will empower the service. His word tells us he will. He's faithful in that. I'm living proof. The Lord delights in using the foolish things of the world to confound the wise and the weak things to show up the strong. Because when he uses people like Timothy, people like you, people like me, he gets all the glory. If we look at 2 Timothy 2:1, it says, "My dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus." Now, you would have thought Paul would have told Timothy, "Be strong, man up, dude, quit crying." But it's not what it said. And as I said before, in the letters we read that Timothy had a tendency to be sick and emotional and timid. But Paul tells him to be strong in grace. This is what the Lord wants of us who feel that maybe we're lacking in personality, or we're weak emotionally, or less than impressive intelligently. We're to be strong in the grace, to expect the Lord to bless us, not because of who we are, but in spite of who we are, church. God's looking for men and women he can bless, not just because of their prayers, their talents, or their devotion. Those are great things, but simply because of his grace. That's where we're most glorified. That's where he's most glorified. That's how it works. It's important to know that many times there's a difference between talent and gifting. I was part of a church at one time that was teaching that we were to follow our talent if we wanted to succeed in ministry. My question to that at the time and to this day is that, what about God's calling? If I had followed my talent, then I would have been the church facility manager. That's where my talent was. But God was calling me to ultimately pastor a church one day. Being severely dyslexic, it made reading and writing really difficult for me. I had to learn vowel sounds by pictures in my mind. The difference between I and E, I found a teacher that was able to help me. I was 30 years old trying to say Old Testament names, and when I get to heaven, I will have a list of people I will have to apologize for what I've done. And she helped me, but she still didn't get me through that. But the difference between an I and an E, and the way that a normal person learns, is different the way that someone's dyslexic. And she would show me the pictures of a person's lips when they said I and E. And so I knew the difference between I and E by the position of a set of lips. As an electrician, I could take dozens of wires with no problem, knowing just where they go. But when writing a sermon, I need to do things like change the colors of the words in my notes. It helps me to see them clearly. The beautiful things of God are in purple. The things of God are in deep blue. Sin is in red. Action words are in green. Human beings are in pink. If you saw my notes, you would crack up. But the way that my mind works, That's how it pulls this together. I love 1 Corinthians 1, 27, verse 27 through 29. Instead, God chose things to the world that the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. He chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and he used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. And as a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that encouraging to us that aren't so talented? Think of how the most important people of that time looked at God's plan. The Romans were mostly the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. They ruled the world at the time. They saw God's plan as weakness. The Jewish religion was the richest and most powerful, and they felt that their religion was all they needed. Most thought the disciples were just fishermen, ordinary men. What could they know? It's no different today, the way the world sees Christianity. We can see through God's word how powerful God used simple men, and he's still doing it today. We just need to be willing and faithful. When I had been attending Calvary Modesto for a short time, I wanted to serve somewhere. And Pastor John Palladini found a place for me teaching third graders. I think they thought that was safe. Through the years, I taught every grade. And then when I went into Livermore Calvary Chapel, I taught the young adults, and we had the largest young adult ministry in Northern California. These young adults that told you had to know Generation X, you had to know this, you had to know. No, what you had to know is you had to love them with your heart. And you had to teach them the God's word simply. And you had to be faithful and you had to lead by example. And they came from everywhere. It was an amazing ministry to be part of it. Don't make the mistake of feeling that your gifting from God is any less powerful than anyone else's gifting. It's crippling. And it's from the enemy. I remember after serving in Modesto for some time, I was up front praying with people. And a gentleman came forward to trust Christ, and I told him, wait, wait, wait. And I ran to find Pastor Damien to lead him to Christ. And Pastor Damien said to me, you lead him. You don't need me. And I thought to myself, who am I? I'm not gifted like you, Pastor Damien. Sometimes it's so easy to look at incredibly gifted people and ignore what God's doing in your life. I still, after all these years of serving God, need to remember that God has gifted me so others can see him through his gifting in me. One of the greatest honors to me is when someone tells me they see God's spirit upon me. You can't tell me anything more than I like that. I know that I've messed up all the words. We have a guy in our church that's written down every word that I've messed up. He's got a book. Yeah, he's got a book now. Bestseller in our church. My church thinks I'm a terrific, but they've never heard Damien, so I'm safe. God empowers each of us to be used by him the way he wants us to be used. And it comes in so many wonderful and so many different ways. Success in living and sharing the gospel does not depend on mere cleverness or talent. God himself is the author of all success in living and sharing his message. We are to pray for that kind of power when sharing God's word. And we're to pray for that kind of power to live this Christian life that truly honors God, because he so deserves that, church. He so deserves that. We serve a wonderful God that just doesn't ask us to live like this. He tells us that he will gift and empower us to do it for the asking through his Holy Spirit. I have a benediction at the end of every service that I teach, and I'll share it at the end. It's not just a way to close the sermon. It's what we have to do before we get out of bed, and I'll share that with you at the end. I hope and pray, if you've been thinking that God can't use you mightily because you don't think you're gifting, or you don't realize you have a gift, or you think others are better or more important, this message will help you see God is just waiting for you to faithfully use you how he wants to. And whether that's greeting or setting chairs up or tearing down or any part of it, it's all ministry. It's all God using you how he's made you. I never thought 30 years ago, when I asked Pastor John, where can I serve here? And he found this place for me in children's ministry that I would pastor a church someday. It's just being faithful and watch what God is willing to do in your life. I'm going to close in a minute here, but I want to tell you something that I've taken to my church in all of these years as I've developed my leadership and my staff. Pastor Damien had something to do at 10th and F. 10th and F, we broke through a wall. And through this wall, we opened children's ministry, and it was all gray rugs throughout the whole thing. And in the back, there was a half a dozen vacuum cleaners. And I would love just to watch this process. And people would come in, and I'm sure Pastor Damien's told you, but people would come in and they would be telling Pastor Damien, I would stand in the back just to watch the reaction. And they'd be telling them, listen, I went to this ministry school and I did this and I've been doing this and I've been doing that and I'd like to serve in your church. And he would say, great. He goes, after service in the back room, there's this room with about a half a dozen vacuum cleaners. If you'll grab one of them and catch the children's ministry, that would be terrific. And you would get one of a couple different reactions to that. There would be those that go, are you not listening to who I am? We didn't see them very often. They didn't come back. There would be some that would grab the vacuum cleaner one or two times and they would disappear. But those people that were faithful to just serve the Lord faithfully, they became some of the leaders you see in this church right here today. I recognize them from that day. When the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings comes into this world to show you what it is to live a Christian life, and he is the greatest servant we've ever known, servanthood is critical. It's critical. I would like to give you an opportunity. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you haven't received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, Damien always teaches, in, with, and upon. The Holy Spirit speaks to every person, telling them they need to trust the Lord. When you trust the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you and gives you the power to live that life. The upon part is using that power in your life. When you trusted Jesus Christ, you were enabled to have that, and it's to be used for the kingdom. If you've never trusted the Lord, the big guy in the sky doesn't cut it. It's more than that. When you just simply humble yourself to say, I know that I'm a savior, and I know that you sacrifice for my sin, you've forgiven me, and I want you to be Lord of my life. All of heaven rejoices. And I want to give you an opportunity as the worship team comes up that there'll be people up here that can pray with you, and we'll pray with you in that. And then I want to challenge you, if you're just coming to church for an hour on Sunday, you're missing out on so much. You're missing out on so much. And I asked Pastor Bob, and he says, you can go online and say that you want to help. You can talk to one of the pastors and say, I want to serve. And Pastor John knew right where to put me. It was with third graders, and I loved it. I loved every minute that he used me there, and I loved every minute as we grew. Never again expecting God would keep continuing to grow me and build me to a place where that we would get to pastor a church someday. Not everyone's going to pastor a church, but everyone can serve the Lord. So I would challenge you to ask one of the pastors, go online, see what they have available. Look for a vacuum cleaner if you can't figure it out. And just let the Lord bless you. As the worship team comes up, I'm going to finish with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May your week with him be sweet and tender. Father, quiet us down. Help us to hear your voice. You long to hear us hear from us, Lord. Have us speak to you. Don't let us get so busy in this world that we forget to spend time. And don't let your feet touch the ground when you get out of bed without asking for the Holy Spirit's power in your life. You don't want to start your day without it. He is that God that will give you everything you need to bring him honor and glory. He's the best deal going. God bless you guys.